From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. All week, this week, we've been exploring the process of composing for film. It's a series we're calling Scoring the Screen. One question we're asking film composers is, what makes for the ideal film score? Yesterday, Thomas Newman, a movie veteran who scored everything from Finding Nemo to The Shawshank Redemption, told us he loved the Wizard of Oz score for being fresh and original. Other composers have named scores from Alfred Hitchcock and Charlie Chaplin movies. But we were curious what film scores have stayed with you, our listeners. So we sent producer Rachel Rood to the movies in Washington, D.C. to find out.
Harry Potter. Whenever I hear it, I get really excited.
Everybody has some sort of memory like Star Wars.
Jurassic Park. I also really like the Transformers one. Oh, it's when they're landing from space and then they start hitting Earth.
The easy one is Mission Impossible, which everyone remembers. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I am a huge fan of Trent Reznor's Social Network score. It fits the movie very well. It's very dark, no lyrics, all instrumental. It's like odd sounds that you can't really describe.
I wrote a lot of papers in college to like the Lord of the Rings and the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtracks, which are like epic and make you feel like you can like do anything.
Bernard Herrmann's score to North by Northwest, the Hitchcock movie. The drive, the force, it tells the entire story all within 3.5 minutes.
We heard there from Chuck Schneiderhen, Rachel Miller, Greg Brown, Francisco Lazzaro, Yuta Chen, Reggie James, and Ali Landrin. And now we hear from film composer Justin Hurwitz, who wrote the music for the movie Whiplash. He's 29 years old, and this is his first major film. Whiplash is about being a young artist, in this case, a drummer with a lot of ambition, played by Miles Teller. And it's also about a jazz band teacher from hell, played by J.K. Simmons.
5, 6, 10.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
I don't know.
Start counting.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference!
Whiplash is on several critics' best-of-the-year lists. It was directed by Damien Chazelle. And when he needed a composer to write the music for his jazz drama, he turned to his friend Justin Hurwitz, who's been composing since he was very young.
When I was 10, my parents got me a synthesizer and a sequencer. It took, like, a floppy disk. And I would spend hours before bedtime, you know, laying down little tunes.
Whiplash opens with an homage to the big band era, an original composition by Hurwitz. This is fascinating, Justin, because I didn't notice that the melody in that overture, da 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 da. We go back to your piano demo from the beginning of this project that you send to the filmmaker, to Damien Chazelle, your friend, and there it is. And then, in the movie, there's a scene in which the teacher, Fletcher, is playing in a club. It's the only time when we see him being a musician as opposed to being a band leader teacher. And the song he plays. As I heard it in the movie theater, it all sounded completely of a piece. It didn't even occur to me that this was the same theme from the overture and elsewhere in the movie.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, is to sort of create a score that's thematically economical, that uses the themes in as many ways as possible and really sort of disguise them.
So you get the assignment to write the score for a movie that's all about music, some of which has already been written. How do you approach that assignment?
Well, yeah, there was a couple of key jazz tunes that were in the movie already that were pieces that the director Damien Chazelle had played in high school in his jazz band. Sort of the pieces that kind of terrified him as a jazz drummer himself. So we knew that it couldn't be a big band score, and we knew it couldn't be an orchestral score because that wouldn't fit the vibe of the movie. And an idea I had was to basically build a score using some of the techniques of electronic scoring, but using 100% real instruments, in fact, only the instruments in a big band jazz lineup. So I recorded all of the instruments separately, like, you know, one note at a time, a trumpet note, a saxophone note, a trombone note, everything was isolated so I could sort of manipulate them and layer them and slow them down to give this sort of a hellish version of a big band sound. I wanted everything to be very unsettling. You know, I didn't want it ever to groove. I didn't want the bass and drums ever to just hit a groove and, you know, so you could tap your foot to it.
Does writing film scores satisfy your ambitions at this stage, or, you know, would you be tempted just to compose for orchestra?
Yeah, I mean, I could see myself at one point wanting to compose a piece of just pure concert music, but, you know, what I've always wanted to do, what I've wanted to do for a long time is compose film music. I think a lot of the best music being composed today is for films. It's probably the best platform we have for a composer to sort of get their music heard. It's true, it's part of another medium. It doesn't stand on its own like, you know, a symphony, but I think it's kind of like the opera of our day. You know, it's sort of a populist orchestral music. It's the way to, you know, have a lot of people enjoy it and hear it, and that's exciting to me. So I love being a film composer, and that's what I plan on doing for for a while.
Justin Hurwitz, thank you very much for talking with us about composing and about the score that you've composed for the film Whiplash.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, we hear from filmmaker John Carpenter, who writes, directs, and composes for horror movies. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.